Winter Wonderland returns to Hyde Park this Christmas. The most magnificent fair in London makes its big return today, taking last year off because of the coronavirus pandemic. It will be possible to spend a magical time with your loved one and friends until January the 3rd. However, this year you'll be expected to pre-book your tickets ranging from £5 to £7.5 to keep everyone safe.
We asked the staff how they feel about today's reopening.
After a year off, it's exciting to be back. It's exciting to see who comes this year, especially after the problems last year, and it's nice to feel festive again with the people of London town.
Winter Wonderland is the unmissable Christmas event taking place in London. You will finally be able to stroll again through the alleys perfumed with mulled wine and gingerbread of its winterly festive village.
You could also admire the biggest outdoor rink in the UK, illuminated with more than 100,000 lights, and be surrounded by 200 rides, attractions, games, and food and drinks offerings. We also wanted to find out what makes Winter Wonderland so special as one of the longest awaited Christmas attractions in London.
Well, I think it's a magical place because there are loads of lights around. I think the mice being cute.
I think what makes it magical is the rides, the food, the decorations. We don't have anything like this back in the States, so it's really cool to see something of this size and have everyone come together around it. It's really special and really makes this season super special.
Corey, what are you most excited to do?
I think I'm most excited to probably just get like some mulled wine or hot chocolate, you know, and maybe a Mumford's or something again that's made of cake, you know, just pretending we're not adults for a while would be fantastic.
After a tough year between lockdowns and restrictions, the Christmas spirit is back stronger than ever before in London. People are willing to dream and to dive into the most wonderful time of the year. Winter Wonderland is waiting eagerly to fill its visitors' eyes with full of stars. Héloïse Picard, reporting for Central London, GLDN.